Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Abhi aap dekhi rahe. Do you have one hour yard this morning?
Dekho, ye chawe lo kon mila.
Amen.
It's certainly good to be back with you here in the house of God.
Chukku re sauri kumare so nyumba mungu.
Amen.
Amen.
As the pastor was saying, today's last day.
Seemed
like our visit came to an end all too
quickly.
We only had a month to be over
here. And
we've enjoyed it
immensely.
I want to thank your pastor,
Brother
Andrews here, for inviting us to be with
him. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We find him to be a real humble servant of
God. And we
really appreciate him along with
you. With all of
our
heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And I hope someday that we can all get together.
Amen.
Amen. Do you love him now?
Amen.
In order to love him, we must love one another.
Amen.
Praise God. All right, let's look into the Word of God this morning. And we're reading in Galatians chapter 2. And I want to take a thought today. To follow up on what we said yesterday. And my thought today is this. The gospel for the bride. And the gospel for the bread. Amen. The gospel for the bread and the gospel for the bread. Amen. Let us pray.
To be prepared.
Father, we bless your wonderful name. And we thank you, Lord, for each one that is assembled together here, Lord. And I just thank you for them. Thank you for the good Holy Spirit we feel, Lord. God, the Spirit's so clear and so clean. And we don't feel any opposing spirits at all here, Lord. We just feel the leading of the Holy Spirit and the presence of the Holy Spirit. I pray, God, that you will let this be converted over into the Word. And God, that the Word will have free course, as Paul said, and it will accomplish that which you've ordained. It'll prosper where you stand. Oh God, and I know it will, by the anointing that we're asking for, not upon ourselves only, but upon the congregation. Lord, that we may receive that thou art giving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Alright, I want to begin reading. In Galatians. Chapter 2, verse 1. Paul, 14 years after his conversion, and after he's been to Jerusalem, he's going up to Jerusalem again. Then 14 years after I went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me. I went up by revelation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. See how Paul operated by revelation.
What a power I named.
He weren't just going to Jerusalem just to have somewhere to go.
Yes, I know Jerusalem.
But he had a revelation. Arise and go into the city and it shall be told
you.
Amen. Went up to Jerusalem. He said, and I went up by revelation. And communicated unto them that gospel. Now I want you to notice those two words here, that gospel. Which I preach among the Gentiles. Glory to God. Now I want you to notice it. Going to the brethren. And he's going to tell them about that gospel. They've been preaching them on
the internet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that word, that gospel, has a specific meaning. And the timing of Paul going to Jerusalem had a specific meaning. Because he went up by revelation or inspiration. And communicating unto them that gospel, which I preach among the Gentiles. Amen. Now, Paul weren't preaching among the Jews, but the Gentiles. Now, when we get to Revelation, or rather, the book of Acts, the 18th chapter, Paul shook his raiment when those Jews rejected him, and he said, "Your blood be upon your own head." This is Acts 18 chapter. Yesterday we read where he shook the dust off his feet and said, "Lord, we go to the Gentiles, because herein has the Lord called." But here we find he's going up to Jerusalem by revelation and communicating or telling them that gospel which he preached among the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that's very important, because later on in this chapter we're going to get the gospel of the circumcision and the gospel of the
uncircumcision.
Amen. And I want to say here, the gospel of the uncircumcision and the gospel like than they were unlike. Amen. How many understood what I said? It was more alike than unlike. It just seemed right for each people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So Paul went up to Jerusalem and communicated that gospel. Amen. Alright, you can be seated if you like, because I'm going to take a while here reading. Amen. I tell you, I don't know why, but I feel like dancing this morning. I feel it in my feet. Amen. I feel it all over me. Amen. I feel that burning down in my heart. It's the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just like Brother Trywell Mumba said when we did over his church, he said, "Brother Howard, when you preach and something gets burning in my heart, just feel something
turning."
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's what the Word and the Holy Ghost does when it's mixed right.
Amen.
Remember the book of Hebrews said, "Israel, the Word didn't do them any good." Not being mixed with faith. And then I heard Hallelujah. Said it didn't profit a man. Hallelujah. We've got to mix this word with faith. In other words,
we've
got to believe the word in order for it to profit us. Hallelujah. So here Paul went up to Jerusalem by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel that he preached among the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now watch as we read further here. But privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or have run in vain. That's a verse, the continuing verse 2. Sweet.
Kwa mambo kakaya chitu amena na lingine, njimu, ereni sana mkakamiza aduigwe.
Verse 3, but neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised.
Kwa mambo kakaya chitu amena na lingine, njimu, ereni sana mkakamiza aduigwe.
They tried to get him to be circumcised.
Ndipo, wanao kuna mdulikyo chawecha.
Hallelujah. Amen. Because those Jews, they didn't want anybody that wasn't circumcised.
Ndipo, wanao kuna mdulikyo mkululawa kari wadulikwa.
And keeping the law.
Ndipo, asunge la mulo.
Not one time did God tell them not to keep the law.
Kwa mbulikyo chawecha, wanao kuna mdulikyo chawecha.
Amen. Not one time did God tell them not to be circumcised.
Ndipo, mbulikyo chawecha, wanao kuna mdulikyo chawecha.
Paul said, if you be circumcised, you fall from grace.
Ndipoma mungalamu zabuti, ngati muzaduri, ndipoma taika kuchisono.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you be circumcised, you're trying to be saved.
Ndipokati mungala oduri, ndipoma muzaisa, zabuti mpulumusidwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Now circumcision or uncircumcision, he said in another place, is nothing but being a new creature.
Amen.
But the Jews, you had to be circumcised. So here Titus, being a Greek, they wanted him to be circumcised. Verse 4 said, and that because of false brethren unaware brought in, who came in to spy our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage.
Amena na roho amseri kuzazonda ufuru watu umene china umau Kristu Yesu kutoa. Amena nikidwe.
So those Jews found out Titus weren't circumcised.
Ndipo wajawajwalaka za ticho kutia sana lehotulidwa.
And they spy out our liberty.
Ndipo hiba na roho amseri kutawe ufuru watu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, when Titus went to the outhouse, them stinking Jews came and broke the crack. Or not hold. To see if he was circumcised or not. They came in to spy out our liberty, Paul. Let's read further. Verse 4 said, verse 5, to whom we gave place by subjection. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Notice, Paul said to whom we gave place by subjection, and then he said the renowning, no. Hallelujah. Amen. No. We're not going to go along with it. We're under grace.
If it's in the watch normal,
we have lived in the Lord.
If it's a caravan, we.
Now, to you Jews, if you want to be circumcised, that's up to you. But Paul had a gospel for the Gentiles. He had the gospel for the bride. He said, we're not going to give
subjection.
Hallelujah. To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with
you.
But these who seem to be somewhat in conference, whatever they were, it maketh no matter to me. God accepteth no man's person. For they who seem to be somewhat in conference added nothing to man.
Hallelujah.
They were in conference. They show Paul the magnitude, they thought. But Paul said they added nothing to me. He was the man that God picked for the Gentiles. And since God picked that man for the Gentiles, He gave him the word. So the gospel for the bride and the gospel for the bread. Now watch verse
7.
But contrariwise, that nothing to me, but contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me.
Hallelujah.
I want you to notice that. Paul said the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me. He was that messenger for the Gentiles. He was that man that God ordained to call out a bride. And you had nothing to do with this. They had their own little model game going. Amen. They had their own gospel to preach to their people. But there was a Gentile people, as our brother read yesterday. Amen. They call them dogs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They took with the people they called dogs and made a bride out of them. He took us from the guttermost and made us the uttermost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just like Joseph's bride. Down in Egypt. Amen. When she was married to Joseph. Amen. She had everything she wanted out of life. Amen. She might have been a poor girl before then. But when Joseph said, I want you to be my wife, that connected her to the family of Abraham. Amen. She got connected to the family of Abraham. Amen. That was Joseph's wife. Amen. That made her part of everything the brethren had. Amen. Glory to God. It made her a very special lady. Hallelujah. Even the Pharaoh had to recognize Joseph's wife. Because Joseph was second in the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now here are the Gentiles in the days of Paul. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 6 through 9, verses 9, it says there, that some of you were adulterers. Some of you were fornicators. Some of you were adulterers. And he went down, he mentioned almost every kind of sin you could think of. Paul said, that's what you were. He said, but now you're washed. Now you're clean. Now you're justified. By the Spirit of our God. Blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He took them from the guttermost and made the uttermost. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The brethren is precious. And the bride loves the brethren. She respects the brethren. But just think when Joseph married
her,
she was just a poor Egyptian girl. And what's very valuable
about
it. But when Joseph became one with her, everything that Joseph owned became hers. Isn't that what he said in the word? We become heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Amen.
We have an inheritance, the word says.
Amen.
Our inheritance is everything that God gave
Abraham.
Because that bride was connected to the family of Abraham. She was that wild olive branch. That God grafted into the ground.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then he cut that olive branch off that was tamed by nature. And that wild olive tree began to recede from the fatness of the root of that olive tree. Amen. This is the Roman chapter 11, if you want to read it. Amen. When she was grafted in, everything that olive branch could produce. Everything those roots could bring up from the soil. It went right into that wild olive branch. Oh, I'm telling you something. Everything that Christ died for, everything he paid for, amen, become heirs. Because we're heirs of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now we've got that life, we've got that juice, let's enjoy. Amen. Let us wild and branch. Bear some good olives. Because we're connected into the good olive tree. Amen. That good olive tree is fine. Hallelujah. One spirit we're baptized into one body. Now, if Paul went forth to preach the gospel, to the bride, to the Gentiles, he told us about a baptism that Peter spoke nothing about.
Amen.
Amen.
Peter preached to us to be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. The Gentiles were baptized the same way. But Paul took it a step further. And he said, by one spirit you're baptized into one body. He said, you become bone of this bone, flesh of flesh. Amen. You become spirit of his spirit. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
The gospel to the bride and the gospel to the
bread.
Now notice verse 7 again.
We have got it by verse 7.
But contrary wise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision, everybody say gospel of the uncircumcision. Amen. What's the differentiation in you? Amen. Because next it says the gospel of the circumcision. And the Gentiles were called the uncircumcised. The Jews were called the circumcised. That's terminology Paul used all the way through his message. Amen. He used the word interchangeable. Gentiles and uncircumcised. Sometimes they'll use the word Gentile. Sometimes they use the word uncircumcised. Because there was no Jews that was uncircumcised. One of the respected customs they had was to circumcise a male child 8 days old. But Paul began to preach, it's not necessary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in the Old Testament, it was the male child that was circumcised 8 days. That was the covenant God made with
Abraham.
Oh, praise God.
I am
But in the New Testament, God made a woman just as much part of that covenant did the man. In the Old Testament, the male child circumcised 8 days old. But Paul's revelation was that circumcision of the flesh don't mean anything. Amen. He said it's a circumcision of the heart. Cutting away the works of the flesh. Hallelujah. Therefore, a woman be circumcised just like a man. When she's born again,
her
heart circumcised. The circumcision in the heart, not the flesh. But the Jews kept it in the flesh. So the very first thing when Paul went up to he had Titus with him. Titus' father being a Greek.
Titus, he had him such a Greek.
Amen. They spied out their liberty. Amen. They began to spy out and say, Titus was circumcised. And as soon as they found out he weren't circumcised, they wanted to cause a big fuss about it. But Paul said that we give subjection to them. He said, no, not for now. To you Jews, that's fine. You go ahead and be circumcised. Amen. How many say that?
What
you want to say, the Gentiles, you don't have to be circumcised. Who you Gentiles, there's a brand new circumcision. And it's in the heart. Amen. It's cutting away the works of the flesh. Hallelujah. Notice now. The gospel of the uncircumcised. Amen. The gospel for the bride and brethren. What we're speaking of. Amen. But contrariwise, when they, this verse says, but contrariwise, when they saw the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to notice that differentiation. It's so clear. It's as clear as the clearing sun. The gospel of the uncircumcision and the gospel of the circumcision. And it's as clear as the glaring sun. There was two main apostles. Peter had the gospel for the circumcision. Paul had the gospel for the uncircumcision. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Paul wrote revelations that It's astounding. We always thought that Isaac was Abraham's son. He was in the flesh. But the book of Galatians says Christ is our Isaac. All brought it in, hallelujah, that Christ is our connecting us to the covenant of Abraham. Amen. So I can say I'm a child of
Abraham.
Not through the flesh, but through the Spirit. Not through Abraham natural, but through the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything God promised
Abraham.
Hallelujah, I've got part of it. All the blessings. Amen, because I'm a child of Abraham through Christ. Hallelujah. This is the revelation Paul, being the apostle to the Gentiles, brought to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The gospel for the bride and the gospel for the
bread.
Hallelujah. Amen. The gospel, the bride and the brethren in the same household for quite a while. Hallelujah. That early church started out, the Gentiles began to be converted. They ended with the household of God, which were Jews.
What are you doing?
This is in Ephesians chapter 2. That he's made us fellow heirs. He's made us partakers of the covenant. We who were strangers and foreigners now are in the household of God. Amen. So we become part of the household of God, which were Jewish.
Right?
But more and more they rejected the word. All this was in the plan of God. God wanted to take out of the Jewish people, the people, the ruling line with him in the Jerusalem area. Amen. There's a scripture that says this. It's in Matthew chapter
19.
The apostles came to Jesus, and they said, Master, we've left all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? He said, you that have followed me here, he said, in the regeneration of the millennium, he said, you'll sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Amen. But the Gentiles would be kings and priests and rule all over the world. The bride is of all nations, kindred, and tongues. I've never preached that revelation before until it comes to Africa this time. About
Moses
being a type of Christ, taking Ethiopian wife, which was Africa, typing out, in this end time, God's going to get a large number of his bride right out of Africa.
Hallelujah.
And old Mary, she's going to kick up her heels for that. Old Mary may not like it. But she'll get shut out of camp. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God is moving by his Holy Spirit. He has done great things. He has done great things.
Amen.
Our Lord has done great things. And He is doing great things.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now let's get there with another scripture.
Here.
Amen. Verse 7, distinct two gospels and two apostles. The gospel of the uncircumcision and the gospel of the circumcision. It distinct Peter and Paul. Now let's read verse
8.
It says, "For he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision." Now, listen to this, folks. Why did God say Peter, God brought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision? That leaves a poor old man out there, doesn't
it?
Well, that's exactly obedient to what Jesus said. Don't go to the Samaritan, don't go to the Gentile, but go to the lost that sheep of the house of
Israel.
But there's more to that verse. Hallelujah. Amen. God wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision. Now watch the remainder of that verse. Hallelujah. The same was mighty in me towards the Gentiles. Now watch how Paul used the word in this chapter. He used the word uncircumcised. But you're talking of the same thing he used the word Gentile. So Gentiles and uncircumcised is the same thing. In the Old Testament days, when it was spoke of other nations, they were called uncircumcised. When David fought the giant, he said, "Shall this uncircumcised Philistine curse the armies of God?" Because that was a common phraseology in Bible days. Anytime the Gentiles were spoken of, they were spoken of as uncircumcised. Or uncircumcised. Anybody uncircumcised was a dog as far as the Jews
concerned.
Hallelujah. I'm glad these dogs can bark in this last day. Look at us now, Jews. Hallelujah. He's taken us and made a bride out of us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read it here again. It says, I'm going to read verse 7 and 8 consecutively in order to get the thought clear. Read like this. They had nothing to follow. The verse said, "But contrarywise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me towards the Gentiles."
Monga kwa Petro kuchenga wabu ino wa mjulive Pakuchikia wabu chita mwa Petro kutuma kwa udulido anachita sowa ino kutuma mwa mjulido.
Amen. Amen. I love my brother.
Nikonda mbaya wa.
I love the Jew.
Nikonda sowa ino mjulido.
Amen, but I'm not part of them.
Kama ni mbali yao.
Because I'm a Gentile.
Chufanji ni wa mjulido.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We're all in the same family for a little
season.
Hallelujah. But as soon as this wild olive branch got started growing,
chisechi ya kutengwa mtengwa kutengwa ya makukula.
God broke out the original olive branch.
Mungu ana chola itamele inanienieni.
He climbed in them so he could take out the people of the Gentiles for his name's sake.
Chiba mamina natiela hii anafuka kutasi tembele watu wake kutoka mwamichi ondo.
And when the fruit get ripe on this Gentile vine,
chiba mamina huyu chisechi mtengwa za parazi paso
ba. He's going to break it off and take it to glory.
Chiba zaucheka ukupeleka kule meleo.
With the fruit that are.
Chiba uzabela kutasi.
Hallelujah, I'm about to get happy here.
Chiba zaucheka ukupeleka kule meleo.
There's your tree, brother. Hallelujah. That tree of life. It goes to glory. It's in the midst of the paradise of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is that why all olive branch that got the life of Christ? Amen. Through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The brethren got baptized with the Holy Ghost. But that's as far as they went. We got the baptism of the Holy Ghost that only prepared us for baptizing into the body. First Corinthians 12 chapter.
That's
by the one Spirit. You're baptized into one body. And you're members of that body. And said, the eye can't say to the ear, I don't need thee. And the hand can't say to the foot, I don't need thee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I was talking this morning as we came over. He's talking to Brother Andrew here.
Yeah, I'm
Brother Andrew. Tell him about even these messages here. Amen. See, Brother Andrew prepared the place and the meeting. Hallelujah. My wife, she's taping it and getting on video. I'm preaching it.
Our
brother's interpreting. And you're listening to it. Amen. So we're all part of the
Holy Spirit.
Amen. We're members of the body. And when that my body tells my feet to move, and I begin to walk, my whole body comes along.
So
amen. It's wrong to think that we are isolated and separated. Amen. Only the old enemy will get in our mind and cause us to feel we're separated. But there's a greater man than ours. And that's the mind of Christ. Amen. He said, let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ Jesus. Amen. And the Word of God talks about the body of Christ having one mind. Being of one mind, one accord. Now that's many members being of one mind, one accord. Because of the message of the Word of God, and the power of the Holy Ghost, we're baptized into the body and make one with God. Paul said we are dead. And our life is His with Christ in God. It says we're not alone, but we're bought with a price. Amen. Would to God the bride could see how special she is. And God has made the bride so secure that the bride don't have to try to condemn another minister. Amen. I don't have to condemn my brothers to try to look good myself.
We need.
Because my job is to make Jesus look good. And if I make Jesus look good, you look good too because you're part of me.
Hallelujah.
I told the people, I said, it's not wrong to be wrong. It's only wrong to be wrong to stay wrong. When God shines a great light, and we
want
to close our eyes and say there ain't no light shining, then we're wrong. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But when Jesus went forth to preach the gospel, in Matthew, so the old coast of the Gentiles, and said, they that sat in region and shadow of death saw a great light. Lord, I'm telling you, there's a great light shining in the land there. There's a great light shining in the house of God. Amen, it's the light of the Word. And what are we going to do with it? We'll walk in the light. You give the light. Come with the Jesus. Thy mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. Where is Jesus? He didn't do.
Yes, what did he do?
What did he Paul say? Ye are the light. Amen. And he says, God has given you a light. He said, don't take your light and put it under a bushel. Amen. You know this one, brother? This little light of man, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. All over Mount Bea. I'm gonna let it shine. All over Zambia, I'm gonna let it shine, especially in Lusaka. I'm gonna let it shine. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what that light is? Jesus. He gives you a portion of himself. And when he gives you a light, you can manipulate
it.
You can put it under a basket or you can let it shine. Is that right? Well, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen. Praise God. So Paul brought the light to the Gentiles. And they began to let it shine. We read yesterday, when they began to let the light shine, the Jews got angry and they blessed
him.
This was the 13th chapter, and here's the 13th chapter back. Hallelujah. Amen. When they began to blaspheme, Paul just shook his garment. He shook the dust off. The same thing happened in the 18th chapter, look at
it.
You know why Paul couldn't preach to the Jews much? He
wasn't
the apostle to the Jews.
Yeah, I let him.
Amen. But let's finish this. Let me go. I don't know. I don't have any surgery to have, but let me get this
healed.
Amen. Now, we just finished that where Peter, James, and John, they perceived the grace that was given to Paul. Now, I want you to watch. And they gave him the right hand of fellowship that we should go unto the heathen and they unto the circumcision.
Ndipo anadipasa chiyanjano chakuenda kuti tiende kwa mitundu iwo aende kumdulidwe.
Now the circumcision was the bread.
Ndipo kumdulidwe kunali kwa bale.
The heathen, what the heathen were Gentile.
Kwa mitundu amene wasala nali ba.
And we are Gentiles, call that for his
namesake.
Now, verse 8 he calls us Gentiles. Verse 9 he calls us heathen. So, heathen and a Gentile, what's the difference? Oh, I'm so glad I'm a heathen. Oh, I'm so glad I'm a heathen. Hey, man, because he's took me from the guttermost and put me up here the uttermost. Hey, amen. He took me from the gutter and made me the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hey, amen. Just like Joseph when he married this little Egyptian girl. She might have been poor, barefooted now. But once Joseph and her was married, amen. Everything that Joseph had was hers. And God gave Joseph two sons by her. That connected her. And they were a family. Amen. And we were grafted in as a wild
olive
branch. It connected to every promise God made Abraham. Romans 11 said we become the fatness, get the fatness of the root and all that.
So no jamba kutia zijazono na kutoka mumuji wa mene uja wa mene
uja. Amen. That's all that God promised Abraham is out.
He said, Bamela la promise of Abraham is a haraka.
We got a black brother at home, they were saying, I'm a seed of Abraham. Through Christ Jesus, I'm a seed of Abraham.
By Jesus Christ, Abraham.
Amen. We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine. I don't know if any of you know Brother Luther
Campbell.
He's a fine brother, and I tell you. And we just want to all work together now. But we were at his place. Now, on the message, Brother Brown, please. On this one, on the future home, or not future home, on the invisible union of bride
and
Christ. Brother Jackson had a dream about a light coming in at the window. Brother Brian said, something's about to happen. I believe he tells about the dream on the tape. Well, we were preaching the word. Over here in the school building on Colombo. At the end of the service, we were worshiping God. My wife was taking pictures.
Hey,
a bright shining star came in. Amen. She snapped the picture up.
Ndipo picha ya kunika kwa hiyo wanaitenga.
Amen. She got it on the camera there.
Ndipo alinayo kunika kwa kuna
kile na mtu. She got a little chip on the camera. She don't plan to when you get home.
Ndipo bazai na mtu akasuki sasa.
Get it verified that it was the light struck the lens, you know.
Ndipo hicho sinao ni sana.
But we're saying the pastor here, a good job.
Amen.
I tell you, God's real name. On the wings of a snow white dove, God sends His pure sweet love.
Oh,
the strong one, God, 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 God,